This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
When it comes to the conversations about the harm caused by conversion therapy, little research has been done before now in Australia. This means that our academics and politicians have to look to the results of research done overseas, especially in the UK or USA. Senior lecturer at La Trobe University, Timothy Jones, is hoping to change that. Tim is part of the team undertaking a pilot study into gay conversion therapy in Australia. Dean Arcuri spoke to Tim about his research, believed to be the first of its kind.
The conversion therapy is a bit of an umbrella term which is used to discuss a whole range of therapeutic attempts and religious attempts to change people's sexual orientation and gender identity. This can include Alcoholics Anonymous style group therapy. It can include one-on-one counselling with a counsellor. It can include exorcisms and spiritual interventions. And rarely these days, it can also include other types of medical interventions involving drugs, aversion therapy with electroshocks and various other methods as well. We are doing a pilot study which, as far as we're aware, is the first research into gay conversion practices in Australia. We've interviewed a number of people and have developed an overview of gay conversion activities and trans conversion activity in Australia for the last 40 years. My work is more broadly around religion and sexuality in secular modern societies like Australia, and I'm interested in the sort of tensions between the influence of religion on sexual politics and sexual cultures. And gay conversion therapy has been on my agenda for a while as one of those items which sits uncomfortably with society's broader values. And then a few years ago, a group of people who identify as survivors of conversion therapy or ex-gay therapy approached me to do research on this project. And so we've been working with Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria and the Human Rights Law Centre to try and get some information about how gay conversion therapy actually works in Australia.
For the full story, we'll still have to wait for his research to be published, but Tim was happy to discuss information surrounding his findings when exploring experiences of conversion therapy in Australia.
So we interviewed 16 people from most states and territories, and I was really surprised at a number of things in aspects of people's experiences of gay conversion therapy. Everyone remembered it or experienced it as harmful. It was particularly harmful. Some people engaged in it for 1 or 2 years and just thought, this isn't worth it, this isn't for me, it's not working. Some people kept trying to change their sexual and gender identities for 10, 20, 30 years and were deeply scarred by the experience. We found that it hasn't really gone away in Australia over that time period, but we found that it's gone underground. So doesn't publicly advertise the services that it provides. But if you're in a conservative Protestant church, or indeed if you're in any other religious conservative group, and you go to your minister of religion and say, "I'm struggling with same-sex attraction," we would expect that you would probably be able to be referred to an ex-gay or ex-trans practitioner quite quickly. So it's still pretty pervasive around Australia.
We now know that the motion that was drafted in relation to conversion therapy will not be debated at the council meeting after it was shut down. But we asked him what he thought it means that something like this was drafted and put out there in the first place.
I mean, I think conservative religious groups in Australia just feel a bit under attack after the results of the marriage equality survey last year. It's interesting to see what's happening in their strategies for influencing public policy around sexuality. I mean, it was pleasing that Michael Kroger quashed the motion, but it's a bit of a wait and see for me at the moment to see how conservatives are able to take action on their values in the contemporary political arena. To give you an idea of the extent of the situation. We didn't really do any recruitment for this project. And we put a few notices up on Facebook, and someone in the gay press wrote an article, and we had about 50 people contact us to talk about their experiences within the space of a month. And we screened people out for their emotional capacity to do it. It's quite traumatic. Almost everyone cried and was quite upset when they were talking about their experiences. So we tried to screen out people who would be too distressed by going through the experiences. And some people set up meetings and then didn't turn up because, possibly because as the time came closer, they realised they weren't able to talk about it as they thought they were. We had no trouble recruiting people. So we interviewed 16 to be representative of the scale of the problem. But more work is really needed to be done to guide more policy action in this area.
We look forward to talking with Tim further when his research is published regarding experiences of conversion therapy in Australia.
That was Dina Curie speaking to senior lecturer at La Trobe University, Timothy Jones, and we look forward to hearing more about his pilot study into gay conversion therapy in Australia in the coming months.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.